today. I'll tell you who else is a nice young fellow. It's David Van Dyke, who we spoke to last week ahead of Alligator Blood taking on Catalyst in the CSAs on Saturday, and it was a race for the ages. It was an incredible race.
Unbelievable.
That horse showed courage that the likes that you don't see. Once a horse gets headed, it's very rare that they can dig in and fight back and win a race, and that's what happened. Dave's been good enough to join us. Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
That race for two, Tim and I, my colleague here, we love our racing, but we're not we're not experts by any stretch of the imagination, but we were taken with it. It was full of heart, and your horse was superb.
Oh, yes. Look, I couldn't believe it. When they turned for home, I knew that they'd been going quick from the 800, and there was almost a line of four as a couple of the back markers tried to make ground, and I thought, oh, he's going to get run over here. He's gone too quick. And then at the 300, the others dropped off, and it was just him and Catalyst left alone, and Catalyst looked to be travelling better. And I thought, oh, I just hope we hang on for second. And then he just kept giving and responding, and he got a neck, and then Catalyst came back again, and he put his nose in front, and it was just amazing. And when they hit the line, I can't tell you the emotion. I was just overwhelmed. And, like, I've won Group 1 races, and the Magic Millions was worth $2 million, but Saturday's race was the highlight of my career.
It was an unbelievable race, David. And, I know you would have known that Alligator Blood had great talent, but did you know that he had the heart of a champion as well?
No, because all of his victories, and, you know, both horses had a stellar record going into Saturday. Both of them had only ever been defeated once. It was just the classic fight. And my horse has always won easy, or in the Caulfield Guineas when Super Seth beat him, that horse came really late, and my horse just didn't see him until the last moment. So he didn't get an opportunity to really knuckle down. But to see him go head and head all the way up one of the longest straights in the country was just amazing, and I didn't know he could do that. But, gee whiz, I know now.
I reckon a run like that would have taken it out of him. Did he eat all his oats on Saturday night or not?
No, he didn't. It knocked him around. I went back after the race, and he was in his box, and he had his head down, and he was tired. But, gee whiz, you know, why wouldn't he be after that battle? I mean, historically, some horses never get over those sort of duels. And we're just being very kind to him. He ate okay last night. I've just been keeping him in the pool. And mentally, he's good. So we'll just see how he progresses and recovers the rest of this week. If I have any doubt at all, I'll just pull the pin and give him a break.
Hopefully he's got his head over the barn door. We know he's the first horse with his head over the barn door because that's the reason that Tim had so much money on him on the weekend. But the Australian Guineas, he's going to front up again to Catalyst, all things going well, and Chainier?
Yes. Look, I hope one of the three, obviously I hope my horse wins, but if it doesn't win, I hope one of those other two win, especially Catalyst. I don't want to see that dogfight going down in history as deciding the second or third best three-year-old in Australia. I'd love one of us to go on and win the big Group 1 Saturday week.
Well, we're going to watch with great interest. We might touch base again in the lead-up to that race. Hopefully the old Alligator Blood recovers well and he's back to his normal self in time. And we appreciate you joining us this morning, and well done. It was a fantastic event.
Yeah, thank you very much.
David Van Dyke.
Great training effort too.
It was indeed, Wispy. Let's get to the 8:30 inch. We're a little bit late.
I know that. I'll tell you what it's like when we come back, though. That run of Alligator Blood, I can liken it to something that you and I have both done throughout the course of our careers.
Can't wait.